something that came to mind for me is, you know, as someone who engages in dirty talk, gets really turned on by it, prefers partners that do a lot more than me. And you could call me a dirty talk pillow princess, but I don't give a fuck. I'm a dirty talk pillow queen. So, I prefer my partners to say a lot, and I will just make a lot of sounds that are authentic. So not like there's the whole movement about like not making sounds that are not true to your actual arousal because it's confusing everyone. It's confusing your partners and it's confusing your body. And sometimes we get programmed by that from porn and all these things. So actually to get really clear on like, what is my body really feeling and how do I release the sounds or the words? But what I found for myself is my partner can say like a whole bunch of, sometimes I've actually told my partner to shut the fuck up once. I was like, you're talking too much right now. You know, he's just like,
naughty little girl.
I'm going to do all these bad things to you. I'm going to stick in this hole and then this hole and make you do this thing and this thing. And I'm just like, and I'm trying to like focusing on my genitals. And then I'll be like, can you stop for a minute? Like,
say shut the fuck up. You're like,
I was like, just a little less. And he's like, okay, but we have this arrangement understanding that our communication, and we teach communication at Shameless Sex so often, where it's not just like, stop, you know, it's very, because a lot of people can't handle that. But my partner and I can, where one of us can just be like, yes, no, slow down, stop, more of this, less of that, without having to do what we call the shit sandwich, you know, like making all fancy and things. But what I found too is I also can just say, you know, we're having a sex session and he's doing like 80% of the dirty talk. And it doesn't mean he's talking the whole time, by the way. I'm just saying like any of the words or things, the words beyond moaning that are coming out would be him. All I have to say is like a couple simple sentences, like, you know, you want to get it in that pussy so bad, don't you? You know, something like that. And like, I did my dirty talk for the day.
You ticked it off.
I know him, and I know that how that works for him. And so I just wanted to like, I kind of highlight that, it can be so many different things for so many different people, and you're speaking to love languages and it probably really matters on who we're in relationship with and what really speaks to us. So with all of that, Amy, talking about Amy stories, I know you have a book there that you want to read. A little chapter.
I do, actually. A
couple pages. And we'd love a sample of what dirty talk might sound like, other than Amy just saying, I know you want to stick him up.
Perfection. This kind of brings us into tips, and I will read it in just a second. But a great way, if you're a complete newbie to dirty talk and you do want to be a bit more verbal about it, I do want to say, like, I love what you did, because again, erotic communication is intentional. Intentional doesn't have to be excessive or constant or frequent. It can just be a well-placed like, yes, or like deeper, please, you know, just like that you're driving yourself forward just into more pleasure. It doesn't necessarily need to result in orgasm, but just you're driving yourself forward with the intention of enjoying it more deeply. So I do love that. For people who maybe they do want to embody a character, they want to exercise that fantasy, a great way to make time for erotic communication is to set aside time and read erotic novels. And maybe to build that confidence, you read it to yourself first, by yourself, while your partner's out of the house, if you live together, and then invite them. Like, people make time for date nights. People make time for movie nights or wine and pizza or sex nights or whatever. Maybe you just have like a pajama night where you're like, babe, I just read this book. It's fucking amazing. I got so wet reading this one chapter. Can I read it to you? And just like sit at opposite ends of the bed. You've taken a hot shower. You're super comfortable, and see where that leads. You can also draw intentions and be like, no, don't touch me. Like, I want you to want it. Let's wait till after, or let's let this brew and percolate and see where it takes us the next time we do intend to actually like make good on this physically. So for people who are trying to get into like a persona or exercise fantasy again, erotic novels are a great way to start. With that said, this is from The Big Bad Wolf, which is by Suleika Snyder. I think this is a cop or a lawyer who is trying to defend someone who happens to be like a sexy werewolf. And I imagine like Wolverine from X-Men, like Hugh Jackman when he was younger. Awesome.
Yes, or we can call it Wolverine. That's what we
Wolverine hasn't come out in a while. Halloween. Okay, anyways, not about us.
And they've had all this sexual tension building up where she's like, oh my God, you are so like aggro and aggressive and masculine and gritty and like a little bit like hairy in the right places. And I just, I kind of hate it because I'm sexually frustrated around you all the time. And they're like narrowly dodging death. I think they just got like shot at in a room and they like duck into an alley and they're still breathing hard from that experience. And she just looks at him and they're like, you know, we need to fuck right now. So that's just setting the scene for what I'm about to read.
Well, yeah, of course they need to fuck right now. So yeah.
All right. So, okay. Get into it. Joe, this time when she said his name, it was permission. And when she tilted her face up and kissed him, that was permission too. Permission. Oh my God. I'm so
sorry. That's perfect. That's perfect.
We'll do that again in a second. My dog's so good. My dog's so good. You couldn't plan that.
We're keeping that staying on.
Put it on TikTok when you restart TikTok.
Yeah. Oh,
put it on Instagram when you.
That's hilarious. Your dog's like, no sex today, mom.
I do not approve this message. Oh man. It's like dogs.
See if you
outside.
Can do it with your dog barking in the background. That's a
oh
skill.
Oh my God. Who let the dogs out? And we were just talking about werewolves. So it's perfect. Like he just let it out like a little bit too soon. You let all the werewolf out just a little bit too soon.
You cool, dog? Okay. Cool. Because we're trying to get our erotic on.
We're okay.
All right. Here we go. See if it does it again.
The big bad wolf is back.
Big bad wolf is here.
Is here.
Oh my God, we're doing so well.
That's fine. No, this is perfect. Makes it more entertaining.
Water here.
You're gonna be a little more realistic here.
Reset the attitude.
We got our wild animals. I mean, we have our own wild beasts.
Thankfully, these animals can't hear them. Legend would be.
Does your dog ever give you the evil eye when you're having sex? Like, what are you doing?
No, he turns away from the sexual situation as far as he can and is like disappointed in the whole situation.
He's evil like, eye from like
he won't no he won't evil eye. He won't head. Look he's like oh
I will not watch.
Yeah,
Perry would love to be in the bed as close to us as possible while I have sex, so he gets put in his kennel, and it's the only time he goes in a kennel, but he will go right in there. He knows, and he can tell him the orgasms are over and like the party's over, and he instantly like within 10 seconds you guys are done, right? So anyways, dogs, we love dogs. And all right, back to erotica.
Pay attention to me, please. I'm like praying that they're not.
That's okay. This will be, this is part of it. It's werewolf shit. So
I didn't even plan that, but this was just something that I read recently that I absolutely adored. And I was like, all right, but hey, it's in character. So I'm going to start from the beginning. All right. Sexy lawyer with Wolverine person who happens to be a werewolf. Joe, this time when she said his name, it was permission. And when she tilted her face up and kissed him, that was permission too. Permission and a demand. Pushed by adrenaline and need and fear and things she would probably regret later. He wasn't going to regret them at all. Yes, ma'am, he said before he unbuckled his pants. It was hard and nasty and frantic, getting into her clothes, finding her wet, still smelling gun oil and smoke as he pressed her thighs apart and sank into her. He licked the corner of her mouth, tasted the blood of his own bitten lips instead of her beauty mark. It wasn't romantic. It wasn't kind. It was a rutting, knowing you were inches from dying. The only thing he could offer a woman anymore. And she took it. All of it. Tugging at his hair, his ears, going wild, crying and cussing him out and sinking her teeth into his throat, adding to the scars he could never count. They didn't fucking have time for this. They took it anyway, stole it, owned it, rubbing up all on each other, sticky and sweaty and dirty. He could feel her everywhere, even though they were both still mostly dressed, hear her breath and her heart and even the blood racing through her veins in pace with his. This beautiful, sexy woman, keeping up with his wolf's hunger, the man's appetite. Joe had never quite had a fuck like this. One that felt like hours packed into a few filthy minutes. When she went over, it was like her whole body caught fire. So hot. Melting. That's his cum noise.